Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord, we give ourselves to you, oh Lord, because, oh Lord, there's nobody greater than you, Lord. There's nobody else that can protect us, oh Lord. There's nobody else can do the things that you do, so Lord, we lift our voice to you today. Hear our cry, Lord. Hear the cry of those that are coming to you, Lord. Those that are in fear, Lord, hear that cry, hear the cry. I want to thank you today, Lord, for hearing the cries of the people. I want to thank you, Lord, today, Lord, for blessing this service today, Lord. I know, Lord, that you're in the midst of this, Lord, because you said, if there's just two or three gathered together in your name, Lord, you say you would be in our midst, Lord. We don't need a crowd, Lord. Because, oh Lord, you're greater. You're greater, Lord. Oh, I thank you for being a greater God, Lord. We give you the praise and the blessing of your name, Lord. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody give a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, to the will. Yes, to the way.
Get online.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, yes. Praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Free
this morning,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Free, Lord. Free, free. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. For giving you life for us, Lord. We are back on Calvary, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is praise and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, 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 everyone. You care church this morning. You're welcome in this place this morning. Hallelujah.
This call is being recorded.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Into the house of God. Hallelujah. Church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For being in your presence this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You said we're two or three together in your name. You're in the midst, Lord. Thank you for being in the midst this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the house this morning. In the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, with hand clap. Hallelujah. Be in the house this morning. You could have been dead in cemetery this morning, but you're here.
What?
You're here. You're above ground and not beneath the ground this morning. So let's give him praise this morning for being alive this morning. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise for being alive. Can you guys be alive this morning? Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say welcome, everyone, again to Care Church, Inc. this morning, where we care about reaching every with the word of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And now we will have our prayer this morning. by Evan Prevost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to give you a song of praise on today, Lord. Just to tell you,
But I just want to thank God for being alive today. And I want to thank him for my husband. Amen. Amen. So I want to put on, because Jimmy had put a picture on Facebook, and one day she said, we were meant for each other. I said, well, thank you. But she said, that color was meant for each other. And I think of the sheets we were meant for each other, you know. So, and I just thank God for these 47 years this year. We've been married. They've been together now. It's just being married to each other. We've been together over 50 years. I know, my God. But God had it all in his plan. God was telling the pastor of the church that we said, if I had known I would be a pastor's wife, I'd never marry her. But God knows, you know, a pastor's wife, oh, wow, that was never in my psyche, you know, being a pastor's wife. Never in my dreams of nightmare. And I'm going to be a pastor's wife, you know, it just amazed me that I'm a pastor's wife, you know. It really is, all the years I'm still amazed that I'm a pastor's wife, but I am a pastor's wife. And I'm a bishop wife. And I've been getting used to it because I am that. So I just want to give God glory and honor for my children and my great-grandchildren, my grandchildren, you know. I'm about to see them, you know. And it's just a blessing to know that I fear his to my great-grandkids, you know. So I just thank God for just being God. And for being real, sometimes you might think he's not real, but he's real. He's real, he's real, he's real. Okay, there's no more testimony in the house, it's on the line. So come on, praise team, let's come up and get, y'all ready?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And we will praise you for the rest of
I love you, Lord. We won't have nobody else to be able to save us. In the midst of this chaos world, that the world is doing now, we have no one to trust in besides him. He's only going to be able, because I heard a little clip the other day. The devil was saying, hey, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to be God. He was bold enough to say, hey, I'm going to be God, and everybody that stands in my way, I'm going to destroy them. So they become bold, and the devil has become bold today to stand up and tell you what he's going to do. But our God heard that, amen. Come on, so when the God hears the devil,
yeah,
it causes God to stand up, amen.
Yeah.
And so the only one that we're going to have to hope in these last days is going to be God. I know everybody's just laughing now. They're going on their way. They don't realize that the enemy is lurking in the bushes. He's like a lion. And the devil's like a lion lurking in the bushes to come out to attack us. And we're going to need God in these last days. Nobody else is going to be able to save you. You can't call on the government to save you.
Come on. Because they all fall down.
Amen. Can't call on the senators to do anything for you. Because I was reading about 80% of the senators belong to the, we call them Illuminati, but they call them, because they're not as Jews or whatever. About 50% of them in the army is on their side. About 50% of the police is on their side. So thank God that the angels around us can keep us in all of our ways.
Yes.
Lead with that to put again. That Lord that leads us there to deal with them. So thank God, all of y'all. Just want to encourage you that today, because there's a lot of people, I don't know, a lot of people, they don't have no one to look to. And so we don't have to have Jesus. So thank y'all today, amen. This is the Chaos Church, amen. We're concerned about reaching everybody.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate against anyone. We don't care what background you came from, amen.
Yeah.
We don't care where you've been, what you've been through, amen. We don't care.
Uh-huh.
We care about reaching everybody.
Yeah.
Jesus came to save everybody.
Yeah.
Amen. He came to save the whole world. We are Care Church, and we thank everybody for participating with us today and all of you came in. We have a business today. Amen. Would you like to have anything to say? Stand up and get up for Larry. How are you, Larry?
My name is
Nikita.
I live with our Massachusetts.
Amen.
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 I'm glad to be
here. Well, amen. Thank God. Give the Lord a hand. What do we think about? You feel glad? If you're glad you're here,
yeah.
Amen. What by accident? So praise God. Amen. Today, amen. I won't be the speaker. We're gonna have our apostle David, but I'm not gonna be the introduction to him today. I'm gonna have his lovely wife that knows him better than anybody.
Amen.
Would you come up and produce the speaker of the hour? Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I want to introduce y'all Pastor Bailey, the man of God, the man of the hour of the New Life Bible Application Fellowship Church, the church with the long name. Come on. I ain't got much.
I didn't know I was doing this introduction. I could have thought of something.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We got a person together right now. Just keep on looking up. Come on, keep on going. I salute to my ability to keep on going right now. The privilege is of God here. You're giving God a worship and you can't give him anything else. When you're giving God a hand clap right now, you're giving him a worship and you can't do anything else. If you can't say amen, your hand clap is giving him a worship. If you can't say hallelujah, your hand clap is giving him a worship. With your hand clap, you are allowing God to use you to heal somebody right now. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God is using me right now. to give someone a healing right now. Somebody say it in the atmosphere. Say you're healed.
Heal.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, give God a hand of praise right now. Keep on lifting him up, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. First and all, to God, who is the head of my life, and this darling son, Jesus Christ, who has come and died upon the laid upon the cross and died and rose up on the third day to the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in here now. Let your presence fall in here now. We will not ever forget you. We will not ever forget you, Holy Spirit. We will not. We thank God for this, for the angel of this house who goes into the personality of Bishop Mac Page and his lovely wife, Lady Page, amen, and to all of the kids, church, and New Life. Hallelujah. And I also want to give thanks to my lovely wife. Who gave me an introduction that I don't know. I don't ever think that ever existed in life right there. You know, just come on up, you know. Just come on up. She sounds like Bob Barker, you know. Just come on up. Not the next contestant on. You know, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. The one thing about it, and I love this, the one thing about it, I love that whenever she's put on the spot, she meets the assignment.
Amen.
She may not do it the way that you might expect her to do it, but she meets the assignment. Amen. 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 I want you all to know my ministry. Like, come on, ministry. Like, stand up for a moment. Ministry, like, Owens. Amen. 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 For being in position, amen, amen. God bless you, amen, amen. Also to Rochelle Owen, amen. They came all the way. She surprised me today. This is a surprise, and I thank God for the surprise. But guess what? The surprise was to meet the person up there. But God knew. He knew she was coming. He knew she was coming. He knew that this day. Now that she would be ready to come, now, you know, yesterday she wasn't ready to come, but now she's ready to come. Is that all right?
I'm going to, because you're going to do some reading for me. I'm going to be that mic right there. I don't need to see y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Amen. Can we get busy? Yeah. Can y'all do me a favor, okay? Can y'all do me a favor? I'm going to ask something of you all. Can everybody stand up? Okay. And with you standing up, I want you just to touch the person next to you. Now grab their hand. I want you to grab their hand. Grab their hand. You got it? No. Okay, amen. Y'all got the hand. Now this is something that I want you to recognize. Do you all feel the warmth of their hand? You feel it? One day. The warmth will be gone. The body will be cold. There will be no life in it. You will not have this opportunity again to hold the person's hand next to you. In this moment, I want you to look at someone next to you and tell them something about them that will make them smile. Okay, you're the elder this way. You already want to tell her something tonight. And we know you're going to tell her. You tell her something tonight. You keep a smile on her face. Amen. And I want to let you all know that each one of you all is special to me. You all are valuable. You hold value to me. I would not be here if you all were not here, because God assigned this day and purposed me to be here because he knew you would be here. And I thank you for being obedient unto God for showing up.
Amen.
If I don't see you again, I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you in this moment.
Amen.
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 Amen. Give God a hand of praise. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Can we have some fun today? Can we have some fun? Just a little fun. Can we have just a little fun? Just a little fun today. We're going to move quickly. Somebody say move quickly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for being God and God all by yourself. Lord God, we know, Father God, that we could not do any of this, Lord God, first. At least, Lord God, you have assigned this unto us today. Lord God, you're about to change lives. You're about to heal. You're about to deliver. You're about to set free. You're about to show someone the anointing. You're about to give the youngsters a blessing. You're about to empower those that are here. You're about to empower those that are online. You're about to do some things, Lord God, that they never saw before in their life, Lord God. Why? Because they've taken the time to show up in this moment. Somebody say this moment. They show up in this moment, Lord God, to glorify you. And Lord, because of that, Lord God, I want to take this time to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my strength. Thank you for my ability to see. Thank you for my ability to hear. Lord, thank you for my ability to be able to present your word. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's the name of Jesus Christ the Messiah. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Give God some glory in this house. Let God know that you're worthy. Let him know that you appreciate it. Let him know that he's good.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Today I couldn't just ask a few questions. If y'all don't mind answering, I ask a lot of questions. Sometimes my questions are just so crazy. I just want to ask a question. Our subject today is simply to throw away or to recycle.
Amen.
To throw away or to recycle. Some things we throw away that we need to what? And some things we recycle that we need to what?
Throw away.
And so we have to understand the difference. Is that all right?
Amen.
I like to be an interactive type speaker. So when I'm speaking, I want to be engaging you. And if you don't mind satisfying my little itch, if you would answer, amen, some questions, amen, because if you satisfy my little itch, then I may not go down the street trying to scratch my back on the wall and leave my little sin on the wall. Amen? To throw away is defined as to discard something as useless or unwanted. To throw away is defined as to discard something that is useless or unwanted. My question to you, my beloved family, because we are family, right?
Amen.
And we can talk like a family, right?
Amen.
Can I be the uncle today? As a little brother to my big brother, can I be the uncle today?
Okay.
Amen. Okay, then I have a question for you then. And you too, on social media. Have any of you ever thrown something away that you felt like it was useless or unwanted? If I may ask, can anyone bring something to their mind right now that they wanted to share with their thrown away?
Bills,
all right. You feel like there you got them, that's right. The bills are, hey, you get out of here. Anything else?
Money.
Trash, okay.
Okay, okay. Do we think that all trash is useless? Mm-hmm. Some things we throw away that we should. Mm-hmm. So anybody else have anything? We know bills. I'm with you on those bills. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to throw something away when I get to the house. Anyone else? Relationships. Relationships are on the way to relationships. All right. We're getting there now. I'm getting there now. And we're talking now. How about you? You get ready to say something like that?
A bunch of hair.
Because you're a hair stylist. You need it now. You realize that it wasn't useless. It had value to it. Some things do get on your nerves. And when you have things that are valuable on top, you have things that are useless on top of things that are valuable, and what you do is you just look at it and it's just a pile of nothing, and you say to yourself, let me just get rid of it. You gonna say something else? So now watch this. Have anyone thrown anything away that they regret throwing away? What would that mean?
Clothes.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I was going to say clothes.
Elder say clothes again. Some of y'all got some clothes that y'all think y'all going to fit back in. I'm going to let y'all know it ain't happening. It ain't happening. No matter how much you throw the crunches and the jumping in place, there's some areas that have expanded that will not reach back. They're not going to do it.
There's hope.
And let's deal with a relationship. How many of y'all have been in a relationship that you say to yourself, I wish I would have stayed if I could have just endured for just another moment?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, God knows your heart. You know, I can't tell you if there is there. You know, so God knows your heart. God knows your heart. Well, the term recycle means to return material to a previous state in the cycle process. Have anyone ever recycled anything that they were trying to restore? Have you ever recycled anything?
Yes. That's why I had to end up throwing that relationship away, because I was recycling somebody that should have been in the trash.
All right. It's a relationship. A relationship. He recycled a relationship. Amen. That's all right. Come on. We truth talking in here. Truth talking and enjoying God at the same time, because we're biblical. We're getting biblical with this. Truth talking and enjoying God at the same time. Anybody else recycle anything that they tried to restore? A piece of furniture.
And the wheel kept coming off. I kept going back on.
And the wheel kept coming off. This sooner or later, what you have to do with? Get thrown away. And get something new. But as soon as you threw it away, somebody came through and looked at it where she didn't know how to fix it. They knew exactly how to fix it because they looked at it. And they said that this is valuable to me. Watch this. And I don't have the finances to go buy something else. So I'm going to take the time and the energy to fix this thing to make sure it works. What we do when we get ready to recycle something, we take time at it, we look at it, and we say we're going to spend our energy in it. When we throw something away, it's like no thought. There you go. No energy involved. It's gone. It's no longer in my life, because trash that sits around starts to what? Stink. And we don't want anything to smell in our life, because when we start smelling trash, guess what? When your house starts smelling like trash, when you go outside, you start smelling just like what's inside your house, just like it is with sin. When you lay around and mess around with sin, you start smelling like it, you start looking like it, you start acting Somebody say trash. God is looking at you, and where the devil says you're trash, God says you're valuable.
Amen.
Where you say I messed up, God says I forgive you.
Amen.
Where you say I don't know how I'm gonna make it through it, God says just press forward and allow me to help you become that which I called you to be. How many of you all know right now you are not who God called you to be? You're striving to be that.
Amen.
How many of you all know you don't have to look like your situation?
Amen.
How many of you all know that you are the one that tolerates that's in your life? No one forces you to tolerate anything.
Amen. That's right.
If my wife came up here right now, God forbid, came up here right now and punched me dead in the lip. Now, if you do that and walk back to her chair and I stand up here and don't do anything, I choose to not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's by choice.
Right.
The same way is by my choice before she walks out to grab her and bring her back. It's by my choice. We choose to throw away trash before today is over with. I'm going to ask you to think of some things spiritually that's in your life that got you bound, that got you trapped, your insecurity, things of that nature. I'm going to ask you to throw them away. Symbolically, I'm just going to ask you to come up and throw it away. You know it's in your heart. I'm going to ask you to throw it away. Then at the same time, I'm going to ask you to ask God to recycle some things in your life. Recycle that love. Recycle that forgiveness. Recycle it. Why? Because we need some of this stuff to be recycled. And some of y'all say, well, how are you going to put that together? How are you in the world you going to put that together? Recycling. Because we know that recycling is just simply returning a material to its previous stage so that it can be made better, out of something better. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the second letter of Corinthians, but to the church in Corinth, was probably written in 60 A.D., probably from Philippi, after the events that happened in Acts 19 and 23. We credit the authorship to Paul, according to verse 1 in chapter 1 of this letter, where it says, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, Timothy, your brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints. This letter is to the church at Corinth. It was for to comfort those who have repented through his rebuke and correction in the first epistle. It is to instruct concerning the true Christian ministry according to chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. To teach the grace of giving and to give instructions concerning the collection of the poor saints in Judah in chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. To vindicate the apostleship in chapter 10, verses 1 through 12, to warn those who were disobedient. This letter is the 47th book of the Bible. It has 13 chapters, 257 verses, 6,092 words, 29 questions for the Old Testament prophecy, for the New Testament prophecy, 249 verses of history, 4 verses of unfulfilled and four verses of fulfilled prophecy. As we look at verse number 17, where we're going to focus at, this is where I get recycling. Will you please read verse number 17 of 2 Corinthians? That's the one she's going to read.
Okay.
Okay, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
Stop. If anyone is in Christ, he's a what? So right now, he's not a new creature. He's something else, right? So, but if he goes and get into Christ, he becomes a what? New creature. So he gets what? Recycled. He gets recycled because he's where? In who?
Christ.
He's in what? In what? Christ. Go ahead. Old things are what? Meaning those old things, those things that are in the past are no longer exist to us. Matter of fact, let's just say it like this. If I got that plastic bottle of water, okay, when I recycle it, it becomes something else. It's passed away. It's no longer that bottle of water. It becomes something totally different, okay? So God is ready to what? Recycle. Old things are passed away. What happened?
Behold.
Behold is a simple word that tells us to be aware, to be aware, to focus, to look at it from a different perspective. It tells us to engage with it. Go ahead.
New things have come.
I want us to understand that when we are recycled or restored, or we just say that this is a message for reconciliation right here. But when this is a message of reconciliation, there are some people that you have pushed out of your life that you need to call back into your life. Because there are some people that hold some things. Y'all go ahead and be seated. There are some people that hold some stuff in your life right now. There are some things that you have been missing because you decided to choose to let them go.
Amen.
God does not allow you to come in contact with somebody, whether they're good or bad, that he don't want you to get something from. Sometimes we have to think about it, believers. The one thing we have to understand is the enemy don't want you to receive what God has for you. So that's why the enemy will allow you to see the ugly or allow you to go back to your past and say, you know what? This looks just like what that joker did to me back then. That's when I got, oh, I'm not going to stay in this relationship. Oh, no, I'm not doing this no more. I'm not going through this. I've been hurt enough. I'm not having this in my life. And then the first thing you do, you walk away, and God is telling you that you need to stay because your adversity don't push you back. Your adversity pulls you forward.
Amen.
That's what you went through. That's what you're going through is to help you get into the place where God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you never work out in the gym, you will never get any stronger. You have to have something coming against you in order to strengthen you. If everything is open, if everything is clear, if there is no tension involved, you will never have any experiences about life. You will never have any strength added to your life. You'll be the same old person getting the same old results using the same old strength. And I want you to know, when you don't exercise, you get weaker. You don't get stronger. That's why people who don't study don't understand God's word and don't understand his voice when he is speaking to them. Why? Because they are not exercising the gift that has been given to them by God to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God.
Amen.
We can't just keep on with the same old, same old.
time for us to exercise. It's time for us to say, there are some people. There are some things. How many of y'all know there are some jobs that you walked away from? Mm-hmm. And now you're crying, Lord, why I'm not in the place that I'm supposed to be in? Because you thought that you knew more than the owner of that job. And you were going to tell that owner how he was going to run, how he or she was going to run their business. And then that owner let you know they didn't make it. $3 to $4 million a year without you. They just added you on. And when they take you off, they're going to still be making the same $3 or $4 million. And you have not even made $100,000. And you're going to tell them how to run this thing here?
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to be more patient. Your kids, y'all going to the school. Y'all think y'all know more than the teachers because y'all been listening to TikTok. Y'all been listening to, y'all been going to Google. Sometimes Google lies. Y'all do know that, right? Google don't have all the answers. Google don't have all the answers. Let me back that up. Not only do y'all think y'all smarter than the teachers, y'all think y'all smarter than your parents. Just because we know that 1 + 1 = 2 and y'all school got y'all doing all of these different things just to get to 2, we know how to get to 2 faster than y'all.
Amen.
They're trying to show y'all how to do things a long way, but can I share something with you? You need to understand that when the Wi-Fi goes out, y'all are lost. We know how to go get candy.
Yeah.
When Wi-Fi is lost and y'all can't call nobody, we understand how to hold our peace and chill out.
Yeah.
We ain't in no worry. We're not in no hurry about doing anything. We have to understand. Stop believing that you know more. Be quiet. Because when you're quiet, you can hear, and hearing is the first step into learning. If I can hear it, I can receive it, I can learn it. That's why, Bishop, I love it. I'm about to be finished after she reads, but I'm about to be finished. I love when I'm speaking and there is not a whole bunch of, amen, pastor. Oh, yeah, pastor. Oh, hallelujah, pastor. Say it, preacher. Say it, bishop. Say it, apostle. I don't need all that. Because all you're doing is you're blocking those who are here.
Thank you.
Everybody can say how you jumped up and said what you said instead of what the man or woman of God has said.
Mm-hmm.
And we come to hear the word of God.
Amen.
We didn't come to hear somebody cheering for the man of God.
Amen.
I don't need any cheerleaders. I don't. Because I believe that the angels right now are cheering for me right now.
Amen.
I believe they got the angels in heaven playing the band for me right now. You know? Saying you about to set it off and that God is about to push you a little bit further.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is down there getting ready to push you. The angels are in here clapping their hands. So they said that, see, y'all stop clapping your hands. I just truly believe that the angels are still clapping their hands because you, each and every last one of you, got something going on in your life and the angels are clapping their hands so that you can get your healing, that you can get your deliverance, or I'm talking to somebody, that you can get your deliverance, that you can be set free. Right now, the angels are talking and talking right now in the atmosphere right now, filling up this house at the cancer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right now, filling up the air. Right now, they're throwing your trash in. Get your recycling bin together. The angels are saying that I'm ready to pour into you. God has assigned me to pour into you right now. That's what the angels are saying right now. Declaring it right now. Why? Because you're sitting in here and they understand that you won't from God. So sometimes we just have to what? Mm-hmm. Read starting at 14. Watch what the Bible says when we get ready to go.
For the love of Christ.
For the love of Christ. Not the love of man. Not the love of man. Somebody said not the love of man.
Not the love of man.
For the love of Christ. Now Christ is the anointed one. We use that title as the anointed, the one with the anointing. And the anointing does what? Destroys what?
Yeah.
Yoke. Now watch. Now the yoke destroyer, he has love.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. What does love do? Love comes to me when I'm in a bad situation and I know I'm wrong. Love comes to me to bring me out. And because he's the anointed one, he's the yoke destroyer, he brings me out to destroy my yoke. He brings me out to change my life.
Mm-hmm.
He brings me out to restore me. He brings me out to renew me. Why? It's all based off of his what? Love. Go ahead.
For the love of Christ,
love Christ.
Controls us.
It does what?
Controls us.
It controls us. The love of Christ does what? It controls us if we allow it. If we allow it. If we allow it. Because we do have what? A will ourselves, right? So we can do what we want to do, right? But it's not always good that we do what we want to do, right?
Amen.
Sometimes just because we can do it, that don't mean we should, right?
Amen.
Just because you can go out with that boy in the ninth grade or in the 10th grade or in the 7th grade or whatever grade they're in. Just because you can, it don't mean that daddy will let you, but don't mean that you should.
Amen. Having concluded this, that one died for all.
What? How many died for all?
One.
No, no. How many?
One.
How many?
One.
So that means that I don't have to look for a lot of people that have died for me. I don't have to go through a closet looking. How many of y'all believe that Jesus died for your sins?
Amen.
We believe it? Okay. So he is the one that died for all. Amen? We can agree with that, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read.
Therefore, all died.
Therefore, uh-oh. Because one died, therefore, all. Y'all dead. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all dead to sin.
Mm-hmm.
If you, watch this. If you do what it takes and live the way the word of God tells you to live now, then you're dead to sin. Not saying that you will not sin.
Right.
But you're dead to sin.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says it like this, I am the resurrection, I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. And he that liveth shall never die. Then he asked the question, do thou believe it then? Do you have faith in this?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have faith in that? Do we? One died. Do we believe that we're dead to it? We're dead and we're dead in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Read.
And he died for all.
He died for some. He died for some. Just those that came to him. So you mean that when he died, those that we're trying to bring into the fold now, he died for them already too?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, you can't tell me that. No, no, you can't tell me that. I mean, I did all this work, and I'm living saved, and these people can come in at the last minute, and they can be saved too?
Amen.
You telling me that? Mm-hmm. Wait. You mean that the Christ who died, he has a recycling bin waiting to recycle them, and he's waiting to take their trash and put it over here and recycle them as soon as they come in? You telling me that? Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and read. I said you're telling me that. I can't believe that. Go ahead and read.
So that they who live might no longer live for themselves.
Uh-oh. They won't, no longer might live for themselves, so they ain't trying to. They ain't trying to get their hustle on and go get that money, trying to go get that, what y'all gonna call it now?
Bag.
That bag, yeah, go get that bag. Go get that bag, huh? But they're not living for themselves. They're not out there for themselves. They're not trying to fulfill their flesh. They're not trying to be old Judah, just giving up everything just so that his body can be satisfied. They're not doing all of that. They're not living for themselves anymore. They're trusting. Go ahead.
For him who died,
uh-huh.
He rose again.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm hearing this because it's exciting. Do y'all know he died and he rose again? Are y'all hearing this?
Amen.
I want to be a novice to this right now. I want to act like I don't even know this right here. This is exciting to me. He rose again. He died and rose again. Oh, Read.
For him who died and rose again on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh.
Uh-oh. From what on?
Now.
A what?
Now.
Huh?
From now.
Oh, from now on. From now on. We don't recognize them in the what?
Mm-hmm.
So when I see a crackhead, I can't call him a crackhead. I need to see the God that's in it. Because the God that's in him is going to take his trash and recycle it. So I can't see him. I have to see him the way that God sees him. So I can no longer look at the one who's hollering about, there is no God. There is no God. I have to look at them the way that God sees them. So now we have to put on some new eyes. So when we get recycled, we know that our eyes should be changed too. New vision. Somebody say new vision.
New vision.
All right. Y'all got new vision. Y'all could have sold out new vision. I need to throw this away. Go ahead, read.
Therefore, from now on,
we
recognize no one.
Say that one more time. You like that too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Just say from now on what?
From now on, we recognize.
Wait. From now on.
Now.
One more time.
From what? From now on,
We
recognize.
Wait, get it right there. That word, that too. We recognize. Meaning that I can't look at somebody from just one perspective. I got to look from every perspective now. Because if I meet you, it's not a coincidence. It's not by accident. It's because God wants me to recognize him in the person. Can I see the God that's in you? Because you got on that tight shirt. You showing them curves, and you got the tight blouse on, and my mind, they play tricks on me. I can't look at you like, ooh-wee. I have to look at you like God sees. I got to see you the way that God sees you. I can't use my thinking. I have to use my new vision. I use the woman. And there's most women in here. Y'all be looking at them men. I know y'all do. And y'all got to recognize them and see the God in them.
Okay.
And stop y'all thinking. Use new vision. That's a commercial. Somebody make new vision glasses. And we're going to come up with that commercial right there. Use new vision. You know? Go ahead.
According to the flesh.
According to the flesh.
Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh.
Uh-huh.
Yet now we know him in this way no longer.
Okay, stop. Even though we know him according to the flesh, this is not us. This is Paul writing, because Paul, they knew him like that. We know him in his glory, his resurrection. That's where we know him. So we have to understand what Paul is saying. Understand that he was recognized, he was looked at that way. And now we must say, no longer will I just say that Jesus is just a man.
Amen.
He's just a man. He's just a poor prophet. That's what he is. That's all he was. That's what he was. Baby, you can keep talking. You can keep talking all that talk. But I'm going to recognize you as the way that he recognized you, because I see him in a spiritual form. Read.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ.
If anybody in what?
In Christ.
In who?
Christ.
In the anointed one, the yoke destroyer. Go ahead.
He is a new creature.
He's a new what?
Creature.
Okay, go ahead.
The old things passed away.
Old things are what?
Passed away.
And go ahead.
Behold, new things have come.
Okay, we're going to stop right there, because I got to go. I really got to. I got to get out of here. I can't do no more of this.
Amen.
I'm done. Because Because if we ain't got it yet, we might not ever get it. I can read all day. And we read all day. That we are a new creation. We have been recycled. God is ready to change your life. Are you ready to be changed? Are you ready to be changed? Are you ready to be changed? Are you ready to stop looking at people's thoughts and start seeing their needs? Are you ready? Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to go and help people who need to be helped? Because guess what? Just because you need to be helped, God has given you the energy, the power, and authority to help other people. Because the person that you help today, my God, when they get on their feet, they may be the one that helps you later. I'm telling you, don't go out there just looking for that. Don't go out there with that mindset. But go out there with that mindset as I see Jesus. I see Jesus in every situation. I see Jesus in every opportunity. I see Jesus in every time I step outside. Why? Because my adversity don't push me back. My adversity pulls me forward. And every time I move forward, I see something new. You don't believe it? Well, I'm back here. I see it from this perspective. But even though I'm hurt, when I move up here, I see something more. When I move up here, I see something more. But every time I move backwards, I limit myself on what I can see. Stop moving backwards and continue to move forward. I know it hurts. Continue to move forward. I know emotionally you feel bad, but continue to move forward. I know you may not have all of the finances, but continue to move forward. I know your body may be sick, but continue to move forward. I know you may not know the end result, but continue to move forward. I know your relationship may not be working right, but continue to move forward. I know your children may be acting funny, but continue to move forward. Because every time you move forward, God gives you a new experience.
Amen.
Now, I want you to take this time to think about what you want to throw away. Okay? And I just want you to, when you come back, can I use the checklist? When you come back, and asking for much, I want you to throw away everything you want to throw away. Put it in your mind and tap this trash can with it in your mind. Okay? We're going to move quickly. Put it in your mind. Move quickly. Move quickly. Move quickly.
Don't look at it, though.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we have come throwing away things we don't find value in that have been connected to our lives. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to remove it from our lives.
Thank you.
Father, we know, Father God, that this is just symbolic, Lord God. But we have put it in our hearts, Lord God, and we have brought it before the altar. Lord, now we just ask in you, Lord God, to take this into a place, Lord God, of driving. Lord God, and burn it, Lord God. Consume it, Lord God. But it will never fester ever again in our lives in the name of Jesus. We trust you to be who you said that you would be in this moment. We thank you right now for removing the trash that has been in our lives. In Jesus' name, let the believers give God a hand of praise for that.
Recycle me.
Now you ask God to recycle you. Watch this. New vision coming, see. You're getting ready to get a new heart. He's getting ready to do it. He's getting ready to do it for you. Somebody say he's getting ready to do it.
He's getting ready to do it.
He's getting ready to do it for you, you, and you. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do it. 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 Hallelujah. With that being said, I'm going to yield it back, the floor. But before I yield it back, floor to Bishop, all those that are here, what is the Cash App? We're getting ready to give. Those that don't know the Cash App, or the Care Church knows the Cash App. And those that have the cash, get ready to bring your cash. Amen. Get ready to give. Somebody say, I'm ready?
I'm ready.
To give.
Yeah.
Now, I said, even if you don't have it right now, somebody say, I'm ready?
I'm ready.
To give.
Yeah.
Now.
Now.
Now, watch this. When you say, even if you don't have it, and you say, I'm ready to give now, now is what? Always a perfect future tense word. And guess what? When you get it, it's going to always be what? Now.
Yeah.
So you can give it. Amen. What is that Cash App to give?
For the Care Church?
Yeah, for the Care Church.
CareChurchInc@gmail.com.
CareChurchInc@gmail.com. It should be, you put it on the screen. It's already on the screen.
PayPal,
Cash App, Zelle, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All the same thing. Amen. Amen. Lock it in, my friends. Lock it in, my friends, and give. Give Bishop Page a hand as he comes back and receives his come back. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Apostle, when we thank you for your word, thank you all with the old and with the new God is doing a new thing and made off
that.
Father, we ask you to cover the man of God right now, Father. We ask you to continue to protect him, cover him, continue to mold and shape him, Father. Continue to pour in your word into him to give out to your people. And watch over his family. Continue to give his family strength, his wife, his kids, continue to lead and guide them. Father, we stand here. We know that the enemy is under their feet. Nothing is standing their way, Father. And we just thank you for being God all by yourself all their life, Father. We ask you to even touch everybody in this room, oh, Father. Continue to bless them, mold and shape them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now we put depression, we put fear, any doubt, we put it under our feet. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke pain in anyone's body right now.
David said, I acknowledge my sin.
and this is what you put in the trash. And if you want to be saved today, you won't want to leave. Like, you know, sometimes people can be in church and you think they're saved. And one lady told me she was in church for 12 years and she was saved. And she wore what they wore. And Miss Franklin dressed, you know, shouted when they shouted. And then finally one day the preacher said, "Everybody in here want to be saved?" And she came up and he looked at her and he said, "What? You mean you're not saved?" He said, "No, I've just been coming. I just act like y'all act. I just act the way y'all act. And I clap like y'all come out." See, you can that don't mean you're saved. It's when you give your heart to Jesus Christ and you take all of your past and put it in the trash. This is when you cleanse your heart so that Christ can live in your heart. Amen. And if anybody today, online, whether you're on Facebook, or you want to give your heart, put your trash, everything in the trash today, so you can be saved. And that's all God requires of us, is repent and come back. When you mess up, don't stop. Don't give up. Repent, come back. How does it sound though? We fall down, but we get back up again. But we don't never quit, see? Most of the time we quit. And then we get a little trash in our life. No, just get it out and keep it up, worship, keep going. And I just want to tell everybody today, I'm in a mind change about that. I used to put you out, talk about it. but I'm having my heart changed about the word of God because I realize I'm not hurt. I miss that too. And how can I judge you for messing up? I don't mess up too. And even when you see the person on the street, oh man, look at her. That's not the way to be anymore. Anymore. I didn't say that we used to be like that now, you know. You saw that hooker going on. You was out there at one time. You might not have a sign on your back, but you were doing the same thing. I start talking. I just like to be real.
Yeah.
That's what everybody likes about me. You just be real about it, man. Oh, you shouldn't be talking like that. That's what I said, I'm real.
Yeah.
There's been too much space going on for so long,
yeah.
Amen. So let us stand, amen. Don't forget Apostle David. I like to get what is this text? What is come on.
New Life, D-A-L, Fantasy.
New Life, what?
D-A-L, Fantasy.
New Life, B-A-L, Fantasy. For Apostle David, if anybody online, you enjoyed that today, make sure you plant a seed. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're going to be dismissed. I know we got to go to work. Amen. So we're going to be dismissed. Thank y'all. Don't forget about when is the
20th? October the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Some of us will be here. Friday night will be men's night. Saturday will be women's night. And that's the fun of everybody night. But everybody
invited. But on Friday night, it's going to be men's night. Invite y'all boyfriend.
invite
your men's friends on Friday tonight, and we're going to be real with the men because we have a shortage of men. And we need the men to get saved, to get back in the leadership where God put them. And he made them first. So, and on the Thursday night is going to be the women. I know y'all going to show out. And then on that Sunday, it's going to be where?
Everybody
on that Sunday. And so invite somebody to come because nobody will know that we're here if you don't invite them.
Amen.
You know, we kind of have a corner back there that nobody can see. They don't get paid by it, see?
Yeah.
And then if nobody makes any invitation, nobody comes. So we got to make known where we are. Amen?
Yeah.
So Father God, thank you today. Thank you for the word of God and the man of God, Lord. We ask that you would bless him, protect him, We know that the angels is around him to keep him in all of his ways, lest he pass up with against the storm. And I want to thank you for the people today, Lord. May the blessing be upon them, that you will keep them in your divine will. And as we did this from this place, forever from your presence. And what I say on the one, I say on the wall, what? All, watch, pray, and keep his commandments. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
God provides. You are the one who brings my life. When you come to my God provides.
Come then.
God provides.
Conference.